Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hello, everybody.
Now, this week we are talking about a mystery, which means it may be hard to find the words to
explain it very difficult.
The mystery of the Trinity, which is what you shared this week in our Heartbeat.
Yes.
And in our faith, we have lots of mysteries, which does become a challenge to understand for our minds.
And that's the thing. We have brilliant brains and minds that God has given us, but we don't have the mind of God. And so some of it you just go, I can't fathom that. The three in one, a God three in one, three persons in one. I can't fathom that. But it's so other, so beyond, so mysterious. I don't know, I still over the years have a belief and a faith in it without even fully understanding.
Yeah, it's like because we don't understand it entirely, we can allow that to lead us to faith in God more.
To believing there is a God that is above all other.
Yes, because I think what I've been thinking about a lot this year is that if I understood it, it would not be God.
Yes.
Because God should be other.
Yes. Like,
I think sometimes people who maybe are not practicing their faith or who are not Christians could look at our faith of God and say, but you can't explain it all.
Yeah, so it's so unreal. It's not, you know, get down to reality.
Yeah, so how can I use that? Why is there a God? But that's exactly why I believe, not exactly why, there's other reasons too, but why I believe in a God, because He isn't explainable.
Yes.
And if there's something that I can explain or I can do it in my own strength, well, then I don't need God.
Well, then just be on human level.
Mm.
It would just be attainable for everybody.
Mm.
And, yeah, we don't need a God. We don't need – we didn't need Jesus to come die on the cross for us. We don't need the extra life that we have after the die on this earth.
Yeah. Well, yeah,
but,
that's it.
But there is – You know, I don't know, just the concept of we die on this earth and that's it, boom. You never, maybe some people might be happy, but you never know of Rosemary again.
Yeah.
The spirit of me. But that's not what God is about. He wants this relationship that he has for us, that he desires to have with us forever and ever and ever. And it that actually it goes, well, this is only part of where I'm living. I then have the rest of my living of wherever we're going into the future with God.
And so really, in some sense, God has to be unexplainable for him to be God.
Yes.
Because then he wouldn't be otherwise.
Yes.
Yeah. So that is a long introduction to say we're talking about the Trinity. The three-in-one God, and as you described it, three divine persons in one divine nature. And as our faith has grown and we see in the Bible from the Old Testament to the New Testament, we see how God revealed himself over time.
And he still does. You know, not that the Bible's been added on to, but the church fathers, the people who have great minds that God has given them, great minds, or revealed through the Spirit to them, they've then in many ways pulled apart words, pulled apart the Bible, pulled apart revelation and shared with us this mystery of God, the three in one.
We learn more facets when we learn more about each one. So we have the God the Father. You said he's the planner and the author, the originator of all that exists. And in his mind, it was in his mind first that all took shape.
He had the plan.
And then from there we have God the Son, our Saviour Jesus, who
many of us possibly know more, or let's say the best, if you can know one aspect of God the best, because in the New Testament, that's certainly the focus, the four Gospels.
He also says, everything that I do comes from the Father. Mm. So he reveals more of the Father mm. through what he says, what he does, how he is, who he is.
Mm. Mm. Yeah, yeah. And he says, if we want to know the Father, we look to Jesus.
Yes.
And Jesus always points to the Father.
Yes.
And then as we know, Jesus said when he was going back to the Father, I will send for you the Holy Spirit.
The
and
advocate.
He described him exactly, the advocate. So the Holy Spirit is the one who gives us that connection now to the Father.
Yeah, it's not like Jesus is gone and we're left with nothing
mm.
and we go, okay, they're both in heaven,
mm.
but we have the Spirit that actually lives within us.
Mm, mm. The Holy Spirit, I've written down, it gives us the courage and the strength and the guidance to follow God.
Yes.
Yep.
Reveals more of God to us as well.
Mm, mm. I like how you said the Father speaks, the Son is spoken, and the Spirit hovers above the waters. And
ready
you're
to do
that,
the work,
yes,
sort of thing.
Yeah, above everything that the Father and Son do. And you said that in relation to, you were talking in Genesis and in the book of John about creation.
Yes.
Beginning of what we would call time, and how John talks about the Word, and the Word is Jesus.
Yes.
And I love how it says the Son is spoken. Now, if you think of the word spoken, you have to do something. It's an action. And so we think of Jesus in the world. Jesus took action. That's God,
well, God
in the world.
God's action that we recognize the most is him sending his Son.
Mm, mm.
Jesus's action that we recognize the most is everything that's been written about him
mm, mm.
In the New Testament. And then the Holy Spirit's action has been in the Old Testament, in the New Testament, in life today, in whatever is happening amongst God's people, but not only God's people, because the Holy Spirit works among all mm, people. Mm. They just don't recognize it as the Holy Spirit or recognize that it's come from God.
Mm.
And it's beautiful, the whole three together in this one amazing, magnificent God.
Mm. Yeah, you shared in the heartbeat, you said these words, such a mystery but so encompassing.
Yes.
Yeah. Like it, each aspect of God shows a different part, a deeper part of who he is.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. So what can the Trinity mean for us then in our lives?
I think it should mean more, and we're still learning, developing about him, about God.
Mm.
When I say him or her, him and her, because we're created in the image and likeness, both of us, male and female, it's funny, but for me, it drives me to seek more of God,
yeah.
to understand him more.
Yeah.
Even though I know I will never fully have
understand.
A fully understanding until, what does it say? All will be revealed in heaven.
Mm.
So all will be known.
Mm.
But yeah. It's enticing.
Yes, okay. Yeah. I find that, like, when I look at Jesus, I feel like I can follow Jesus in the actions that he has, that we read in the
how
Bible.
How he shares, what
so
his words,
what
he does.
How to live my life by looking at that.
Yes.
And then I see God the Father as love, just this love that,
yeah,
you know, pours
exudes.
Upon us. That,
yeah.
And then the Holy Spirit as that guiding that helps me to do, like we said, to do what?
Give me the strength and the courage and the ability.
We need to do.
The kindness, the patience, the perseverance, all the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Because that's what he's there for.
And the Holy Spirit lives in us. And so that's what
he reminds us,
keeps you going on.
Reminds us of God.
Yes.
Of who God is, of what God has done, of how he's acted in our lives. And then also points to the future.
So the weekly challenge I've written down is to ask the Holy Spirit that God will reveal more of the Father and the Son to us in our lives. So we're asking the guidance that the Holy Spirit does give us to ask God for that revealing of the Trinity in us, because as we have done our very best to explain today.
To explain what we can't really explain.
Only God can do that.
Yes.
So that's the challenge this week.
Yeah.
So we hope that that chat has really blessed you, and we look forward to chatting with you all again next week. Bye.
Bye, everybody.